Did you get my voicemail? Ah, so that's why you look like you just woke up. I know it's 4 in the morning, but I did try to tell you I was coming over. I gave you roughly 15 minutes notice. Which is more notice than I usually give you, to be fair. I'm sorry, but it's an emergency. I can't sleep. I'm also sort of high on caffeine right now. That's entirely my fault. And I broke up with my boyfriend, so I just need to get out and clear my head. I'm fine, I'm okay, I just wanna, you know, escape everything. And I could really use some company. Please. I need you, please, please, please. I'm giving you the puppy dog eyes. Do you see the puppy dog eyes? You're the best. Thank you. Wow, cutting straight to the chase, I see. We've only made it 2 miles. We still have hours of small talk to get through before getting to the breakup. Okay, fine. It didn't work out. Well, you see, when two people don't love each other anymore... Look, I'd really rather not get into it. Can we talk about something else? I don't know, the weather. Are you seeing anyone? What, you can interrogate me about my love life, but I can't interrogate you? That hardly seems fair. Boo-hoo, your love life isn't non-existent. And if it is, it's only because you haven't put in any effort to making it existent. You gotta make the first move sometimes. Ask someone out, put in effort. Oh, really? So you have tried asking someone out then? That's what I thought. Look, I don't mean to be hard on you. I just want you to be happy. Mm-hmm, because I care about you, yada yada yada. And to be honest, I don't think you give yourself enough credit sometimes. Well, I think you fear rejection when the truth is, any girl who is stupid enough to reject you isn't the kind of girl you want to be with anyway. You are great. You're funny, you have a good heart, a beautiful brain. Take this from someone who's known you since kindergarten. I just think that if you put yourself out there a little more, easy for me to say? What do you mean it's easy for me to say? Oh, come on. You know I hate it when you call me that. Just anything but Little Miss Popular, please. You know why I'm popular, though? 'Cause I put myself out there. Yes. Oh, really? And what would this other reason be? Shut up. Shut up. You know I'm bad with receiving compliments. But you're pretty too. Anyone would be lucky to have a shot with you. That's all I'm saying. Yes, I'm done with the pep talk. I am hereby putting down the pom-poms. I need more caffeine. Can you hand me that monster drink? By your feet. I got a few. You want some? Yeah, well, it was a 2-for-1 sale, and I figured we'd need some for the road. Open it for me. Thanks. I told you I couldn't sleep. Not because of the breakup, exactly. But I appreciate you trying to segue into that very smooth. I was just laying awake thinking about stuff. You know, stuff. Well, you're going to have to accept that answer because that's all you're getting. So, how about that weather? Am I right? Fine, you don't want to talk about the weather? Let's talk about that gorgeous sunrise in front of us. It's beautiful, isn't it? I have an idea. I'm pulling over to this lookout over here. It's not like we have anywhere to be. We can stop to smell the roses for a minute. Great view, huh? Makes me consider becoming a morning person. Thanks for coming out here with me. It's just what I needed. A nice view, yes. But also, a friend. Maybe I have plenty of friends, but nobody like you. You've known me the longest. Everyone else became friends with me after I became popular. They don't even really know me. They just know Little Miss Popular. Only I can say it. Point is, you're my best friend. I was thinking a lot about that last night. Wow, you're just gonna keep bringing up my breakup until I finally crack, huh? Alright, fine. Now's as good a time as any, I suppose. I realized I didn't love him. What? You're gloating. Yeah, you are. You never liked him to begin with. I believe the word you used was narcissistic. Which I suppose wasn't completely unwarranted. No, that's not why I don't love him. Well, I'm sure that was part of it, but it would have been unfair of me to stay with him because I realized that I like somebody else. So, there you have it. Case closed. Who is it? Come on. Connect the dots, dingus. I wouldn't call you up in the middle of the night and drag you out here with me if I didn't like you. Yeah, well, it's kind of a recent thing. It kept me up all night. I couldn't get you out of my head. So basically, you being stuck here with me right now is your own doing. You do like me back, don't you? I see the way you look at me sometimes. You remember everything about me, stuff I don't even remember telling you. And everyone's always saying that you have a thing for me. I just was never really sure because you never made a move. So, you think I'd reject you because you aren't popular? You're kidding, right? Give me a break. That's the dumbest excuse I've ever heard. Popularity doesn't matter. You know that. Of course it doesn't matter to me. Okay, maybe a tiny, tiny bit, but not as much as you matter to me. I kind of wish you'd said something before. You wouldn't be setting yourself up for rejection. I told you, you don't give yourself enough credit sometimes. You really don't give yourself enough credit, holy shit. We can head back home now. You can go back to sleep, get your full 8 hours. I think I could spare a few more minutes, yeah.